President George Bush flew into the wilderness today. His purpose was to visit one of the most revered spots in Israel, the mountaintop fortress of Masada near the Dead Sea. Here in 73 AD, more than 960 Jews held out against the Roman 10th Legion and then committed suicide rather than submit. You're listening to Longitude. It's Thursday, May 15, 2008. I'm Darris McNeely. Masada is a mountain in the Judean wilderness near the Dead Sea in modern Israel. It's a symbol for the state that never again will they, or Jews in particular, submit to tyranny. After visiting Masada today, Bush returned to Jerusalem and gave a speech before the Israeli Knesset. There, he vowed that Masada would not fall again. President Bush pledged that the United States has an unbreakable bond with Israel. He said, "Some people suggest that if the United States would just break ties with Israel, all our problems in the Middle East would go away." He went on to say, "This is just a tired argument that buys into the propaganda of our enemies, and America rejects it utterly. Israel's population may be just over 7 million, but when you confront terror and evil, you are 307 million strong because America stands with you." Bush's three-day visit to Israel coincides with the 60th anniversary of the founding of the State of Israel. Now, not all statements today have been in support of the Jewish nation. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad also had something to say. He said that Israel is dying and that President Bush's visit to the State of Israel on this anniversary is nothing more than to save it from annihilation, as he puts it. George Bush, in his Knesset speech, did not neglect to mention Iran's hostility and pursuit of nuclear weapons. He said that it would be, a quote, "an unforgivable betrayal of future generations." He went on to say that permitting the world's leading sponsor of terror to possess the world's deadliest weapon would be an unforgivable betrayal of future generations. For the sake of peace, the world must not allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon. Leaving no doubt where America stands, Bush added, "America stands with you in firmly opposing Iran's nuclear weapons ambitions." The Middle East is balancing in a precarious position right now. Lebanon is on the verge of civil war with Hezbollah threatening the government. Hamas is firing rockets out of Gaza. Iran is supporting both of these groups, Hezbollah and Hamas, as well as fueling the insurgency in Iraq. In addition, billions of more oil dollars are pouring into the region, further enriching governments who are playing both sides against the middle. This last factor is why President Bush will also be stopping in Saudi Arabia on this swing through the Middle East. With promises, commitments, and unrealized hopes mixing together, we're seeing the prospect for more conflict in the coming months. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.